This is a VFNKB success secret. Founder of Alibaba, Jack Ma, asked the question, have you felt stuck and unsuccessful in your life because you have had to sacrifice? Well, good news. Cheer up. Sacrifice is the key component to your future success. Check it out. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV. We have a VFNKB success secret from you, the founder of Alibaba, one of the biggest online worldwide, so bigger than Amazon, I believe.
Retailer,
and they retail everything. I think Alibaba.com, you can see it, or .China, whatever their thing is. And so, but he has this man. I mean, they invite him all over the place to be able to share, you know, his own story. Mm. And his own story is very exciting because we're all the same. Are we willing to be able to do what it requires for success? Success doesn't fall out of the sky. And if it did, it wouldn't be worth having.
No.
It's the adventure. It's the you know, we talked about the Super Bowl recently. It's the getting to the Super Bowl and playing the game. And life, God has given us the processes of life and the joy of the journey and hard work. Well, listen, this is what he's talking about, and I want you to hear it. You know, when you know what you're willing to give up, because it's going to cost you something, then you're going to make it. This is Jack Ma with Alibaba.
Do not think what I will get. You have to ask what I will give. Shall I win in 3 years or 10 years? If you have a great idea, prepare for 10 years. You're lucky if you win in 1 year. But most people will not have this opportunity. Don't say, I want to win next month. I will succeed next year. Impossible. Forget about it. If you think, I will win this in 3 years, prepare for 5 years. My first round money I gathered from 18 founders, $50,000. We thought this $50,000 can last for 10 months. We even count every cent we spent, but only last less than 4 months, we're almost bankrupt. When you know what will you give up, then you will be able to get something.
When you know what you're willing to give up, then you're gonna get something. That's so important because success, it's worth fighting for.
I mean, almost sounds like no pain, no gain.
Right.
It takes effort, the grind, commitment.
And so many people, John, they talk about, says, well, I don't believe in that kind of success or whatever, but yet you shop at that person's store.
Yeah.
You drive on that person's road, you buy that person's product.
What they're really saying
is like, I don't believe in the hard work and the willingness to give up something. I'd rather just get something. But the thing about it is that when you give, you cast your bread up on the water, then you're going to get something back. But if you don't cast it on the water, you have to be willing. And the thing about it, it's worth giving up momentary, you know, desires for long-term rewards.
And really change the mindset. It's not really what you're giving up. It's what you're investing.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, spend time with people. You invest time with people. You don't give things up. You're investing time so that you can get a return on that investment.
And you need to talk to your family around you because they're going to, you know, everybody's got to be in on it. If you're going to have a farm, you're going to be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, milking the pigs.
That's what we do.
Slapping the cows and milking the cows and slopping the pigs, and you're going to be out farming.
Yeah.
But you do that, you get a farm. Well, when you start a business, that's what it's like. When you begin to you have to think that way, that you're going to plant seed, you're going to work, you're going to wait for a harvest, plant seed. That did work, that didn't work. But the first thing I know that these investors do, John, the first thing they do, the ones that go out and doing philanthropy, is like, what are you putting into your business?
That's the first question they want to know.
What are you? Yeah. You're asking me for a loan. You're asking me for my talents. But what are you? And so many people are like, I'm waiting. You know, I'm going to put.
Drawing an income. What? You got to invest first. You know.
Right.
You know, to get something out. It causes me to remember and think about seed time and harvest time.
Right.
There's a process involved. There's a seeding season, and then there's a harvesting season. And in the middle of all this process, you have to go through the process and get the return.
Yeah, the farmer, you know, gets up and he plants seed and he goes to bed and gets up, and he's going to bed and days are passing by. He's getting up, he's going to bed, and the seed is growing though he doesn't know how.
Yeah.
And so many people know where they want to be and they know where they are, but nobody's taught them, even in the universities, haven't taught them that to get from this point to this peak defined area of success that you're talking about. There is that process of you're going to have to give up your time. You're going to have to invest. I mean, it's if you're asking people to buy your product, how come you're not wearing it? How come you're not driving it? How come you're not eating it? How come you're not selling it? How come you're not? And it's amazing that what are you willing to give up? And you need to be a believer in what you're doing. And that's why it's important to align it with your value system. And you hadn't signed up yet for a value-based vision management. You need to do that because you got to get in alignment with your values. Because if you don't, you'll succeed on the wrong ladder. When you get to the top of it, you're going to be wishing you never have done that before. That's so important. And, you know, we're so invested in you as our community and our tribe, we like to say. And we want to hear from you. When you share on in the community, whether it's through email or commenting or calling, and others in our community hear that, they get inspired. They go, wait a minute, that's my testimony. So this is a question we have for you, and you could give us your answer to this. You know, what sacrifices are you willing, are you dealing with, that you're challenged with, that you're gonna have to pay, you know, to invest, as John said. You know, and it's different for everyone, but yet it's not really, because it boils down to my time and my resources.
That's right.
And my day-to-day life.
That's right.
Right? So
that's
comment, right. Take a moment and just share with us, and we get the whole community. And I want you to take your time to read about everybody, what they're saying, and you also, maybe you can help them out. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.